please stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for our family and friends who have gathered here for this special occasion. We thank you for all our many blessings you have bestowed upon us and ask that you continue to protect and guide us in whatever we do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now I welcome Haley Mitchell, our senior class vice president.
On behalf of the class of 2015, I would like to welcome you to Linden United Methodist Church to our baccalaureate service.
If you will, there's a hymn book. Please turn to page 368. If you would, let's stand together. We sing, My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less, 368.
Our guest speaker today is Pastor Tony Antonelli. He is from Benton Harbor, Michigan, and married to the former Symphony Archer of East Bruton, Alabama. They have three children, Anthony Antonelli, Rebecca Antonelli, and Lindsay Jackson. They also are the proud grandparents of five beautiful granddaughters, Taylor, Caitlin, Skylar, Hannah, and Carly. Pastor Antonelli graduated from Asbury College in 1996 with a bachelor's degree in Bible and received his Master's of Divinity degree in 2004. After serving 11 years as an evangelist and pastoring in five churches, he finally made his way to us. He has been in Linden since 2013 and teaches Bible classes at Marengo Academy. Please help me in welcoming Brother Antonelli.
It is a privilege to be able to speak to a graduating class. And you think about all the different things that I would like to tell you. And I was thinking about this and praying about it. And what happens is, I remember when I was sitting there. And I wish I could take your heads and cut them off and pour in a bunch of wisdom and stuff that I have learned in my 35 years of being out of school. But the issue is, I can't. But I am going to try to encourage you with some words that I have learned, so hopefully you can hear them, and then take them from here when you go out. So, I'd like to entitle this, really, What is Your Goal? What is your goal in life? What is your goal, and what is it to be, what are you going to become? I'd like to read Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, I'm going to read quickly. It's the New King James Version. It's Proverbs 3, and starting with verse 1. It says, "My son, do not," and let me be inclusive, it's sons and daughters. So when I say sons, the Bible was written in a male gender, so receive it, women, okay? "My son, do not be forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as the Father, the Son, in whom He delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare to her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Verse 19, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes,
You will be down and your sleep will be sweet. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of the Word. I am grateful again to be able to share that proverb with you. I want to let you know that the first thoughts of my mind out of that proverb is that you realize that we are different. However, we are the same, both male and female. And now you all are looking at me like, come on, buddy, I know anatomy. I graduated with anatomy. Yeah, but you all are made in the image of God. Every single one of us. So that's the likeness that each one of us have, though we are different. The other thing is that you are wired and you have certain characteristics that God has implanted in you. And I want you to know that some of you are driven. Some of you like basketball, which I love. Some of you like baseball. Some of you don't like sports at all. And that's okay. But God has wired you uniquely. And He has made us in His image for a reason. The reason is for us to learn how to serve Him. Sure, you have the world ahead of you. And every one of us right now, as you are sitting right there, and I remember when I was there, I said, man, I am getting out of high school. And now the world is before me. I can go and do what I want to do. That's where I was. And that's where you are, I know, right now. But you know what? There's something about planning. There's something about like catching a vision and seeing and setting a goal. Where I want to go. Not all of you have a goal. Not all of you have a plan. Some of you have it right down to the minute, man. Where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and everything. It's all figured out. But let me tell you what happens. The scripture says that every man can plan his way out. He can make a plan for his life and he can think he's going to do that. But it's only if God wills for you to do that will it occur. Because we can make the best plans that we could ever make. But I guarantee you this. There's automobile accidents. God forbid any one of you getting one. It changes people's lives in a heartbeat. Do you know there's young people, even younger and younger and younger, that die of heart attacks today? There was a great guy in basketball, graduated from college, went into the pros at Boston, got drafted, went out partying, and never woke up. Had the world before him, and it was taken away like that because of poor decisions. I want you to know that you can plan, and I want you to plan. And your parents want you to plan. And we want you to do the best that you possibly can. But let me say this. That through this proverb, it says, lean not on your own understanding. We need to trust God enough with what He has given us. He has given you life. Every breath you take, you get to breathe that breath because God has allowed it. And so, being made in His image, I want you to hear what I'm saying, that God wants you to serve Him. Well, I know I'm not supposed to be preaching at you, but I'm telling you the wisdom that I have learned, and that's what Proverbs 3 is all about, is gaining this wisdom and seeking out wise counsel. The best people that ever gave me the most were people that loved the Lord, that didn't care what they got out of you, but cared what they could give to you. And it was not all about money. It was about cherished wisdom and experiences that they learned that they wanted to share. And so, if you can take this from people, seeking out wise counsel, gaining wisdom is incredibly great to do. Now, this beautiful song about friends. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says to have a friend, you must... Anybody know that? You must be a friend. Don't ever go around wondering, well, where are my friends? You need to be a friend to somebody else. Listen, some of you are going to stumble. Some of you are going to fall. Some of you are going to make great accomplishments and great strides. Some of you guys are going to do great things in this world. But do you know what? It's all about attitude, how you handle each one of those things. And I'm telling you, when you stumble and fall, It's how you get up again. I can only tell you this, and I do a lot of analogies with basketball, but I do know when I got beat by somebody, guess what I went to do? I went and played them again. Why? Because I didn't want to lose. I hope that's instilled in you, that you don't want to lose, that you want to be victorious in life. And it's not about being a victor. It's really about learning how to be fulfilled. That's a word I want to give to you today. There's something about being fulfilled. A lot of people in their jobs today are not fulfilled. And let me explain what fulfillment means to me. It means that you get up in the morning and you're ready to go and you want to go and do those things that you have chose to do or are selected to do. That you get up and you are filled with joy in your heart. And that you are motivated to go and do your best. And when you go and do your best, you get rewarded, not monetarily always, but you get a blessing, if you will, by being fulfilled by doing what God's called you to do. Whatever that is. Like I say, each one of us is wired differently. Every one of us. I know some are high strung, some are calm and cool and collected. And you know what? I love this football analogy. Some are quarterbacks. Some are linemen, aren't they, Dave? Some are linebackers. Where's Hayden at? Carson. Some are linebackers. Some are defensive backs, right? And some are cheerleaders. Isn't that amazing? Listen, when you don't play, you're on the sideline cheering, right? That's right. So the key is we all can't be the same. We aren't the same. You have different gifts and talents. Use them to the glory of God. Do your very best. Be fulfilled in what God has given you. Each of you have a talent. Each of you have gifts. Each of you have the ability to do something great. But you know what? There's a lot of people that squander away what they've been given. They really do. You all have a whole new chapter of life ahead of you. And you have the pen in your hand. And you're the one that gets to write the book. And guess what? What you choose to do, when your yeses and your noes, those are written down in that book. Every one of you, they're written down in that book. And pretty soon that becomes your character. And that's what your reputation becomes. And that's what people know you as. And that's who you are. You're writing that chapter now. You're unleashed, man. My son can't wait to go to college. I can't wait to go. And I hope that's how you are. Can't wait to go. Can't wait to get out of this chapter of your life. But I want you to know, everybody's watching. We're here. We're supporting you. We love you. I love you. My family loves you. I hope you know that. Even though I had you in class maybe and we always didn't get along or see eye to eye, that's not what it's about. What it's about is how do we handle that and where do we go from there? Listen, each of you have abilities and I want you to be fulfilled. And I want to close with Galatians. Well, maybe two closings. Galatians 5:22-23. Most of you know this and you probably can quote this to me. But I want to read it so that you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's about the development of your character. It's about the fruits of the Spirit. And so this is what it says. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, some say patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It says, against such there is no law. Now, those are the things that God wants you to instill in your life so that the character that people see is Him in you. Okay? And so, now this is the last closing, I promise. It's out of Jeremiah 29:11. And now, most of you know this as well. It says this. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God wants you to know He's on your side. Matter of fact, the Lord says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Never. When you're down and out, when you're in a situation that's bigger than life, call upon the Lord. and He will be there for you. Thank you so much for the time that you've given me to be able to speak to you and to share with you. And we pray blessings upon you as you change from this graduating high school and going where you're going. I'd like for everybody to grab the hymn book, number 128, He Leadeth Me. Let us stand together for number 128, He Leadeth Me. Continue to guide them and direct them. Help them to make good choices in their life, to do their very best. And I pray that, Lord, you will protect them from all harm. And so, Lord, now as we depart from this place, we ask you to keep us from all harm until we can see each other again. And it's in Jesus' holy name we pray. And they all said, Amen. If you will, I was supposed to bless the food too. So, Lord, please bless the food as we partake of it, in Jesus' name. But after the seniors leave, the fellowship hall is, you can go to the right down here, or out the front, around the side, or you can go out here and down the stairwell. So we want you to come and fellowship and have a good time and celebrate this special day for our seniors. Let us remain standing as they depart.